Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. A becoming feature for Apple's iPhones and iPads will soon make it easier to share your data after death. This is a topic that has come up under a lot of discussion recently. Apple is rolling out a feature called Legacy Contacts to its developers test update for iOS 15 and iPad OS 15. This is a version of the operating system for iPads and iPhones that developers use. It's available on there now, which means it is likely going to roll out with the next update to iOS 15 soon. With this feature, users can designate a contact or several contacts as their legacy contact. So what will happen is, in the event of that user passing, the designated legacy contacts can then request access through a website to obtain the deceased's iCloud data. Apple hasn't, again, said any details about when this will roll out, when this next update arrives for iOS 15, but obviously this is something that is going to come up more and more with more users on all these different platforms. And again, a lot of loved ones trying to figure out how to juggle this digital life that has been built up by someone who has passed. Facebook is an example of another company that has offered the option to appoint a legacy contact. So on that front, users can appoint someone to look after a memorialized version of their Facebook account, or friends and family can also request that the loved one's account can be deleted. Twitter offers something similar as well, where friends or family members can ask Twitter to delete the account for someone who has died, but they still have no options yet on a legacy contact where someone can actually access the account after they've passed. It's obviously a good reminder. It's one more thing to think about if, say, you're planning, you know, wills and kind of how your loved ones caretake for your legacy after you pass. There's some other things that you can do to kind of organize your digital life before death, along with creating these legacy contacts. If you're on iPhone, you can also create a digital checklist of all your accounts. And this goes across the board. It can be for just everything. And that way someone has access to all your accounts as needed. Also, it's good to lock down your smartphone because it's just good to have that privacy, but also to make sure your data is still intact, just to be extra safe. You can read more about this on tech.usatoday.com. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Any tech problems you want us to try to address? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget, subscribe to the Talking Tech newsletter. It comes out every Thursday. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.